Today, we're going to be talking not about a single movie, so this isn't really a movie review. Instead, this is a review of a way of watching movies, Blu-ray disc. The frustrating reality of technology is that the moment you invest, the tech becomes obsolete and drops in price by a third. Boom, just like that. Those who camped on the cold sidewalk of Best Buy for two or more days to be the first to buy an iPhone, well, they felt this acutely. Within weeks, the iPhone shed half its sticker. That's technology, said Apple's unrepentant Steve Jobs. A smart consumer will investigate a technological change, evaluate whether it's an iteration or a leap, and whether it's a leap he finds truly meaningful. Then he'll wait for the sweet spot when the technology is widespread enough to reach a mass market price. It is this person to whom I am speaking now, not geeks like myself. But if you are a serious movie lover and you are watching your films on DVD or, horror of horrors, VHS on a standard definition 4x3 television, and you can scrape together just under $1,000, Blu-ray, high-def TV, and surround sound as a package are a leap, not an iteration. And yes, it's time to make the jump. I'm going to spare you all but the basics of the technology. You can find a fantastic primer on the tech itself at IGN.com in the Blu-ray section. But beware, the more you know, the more you'll obsess about plasma versus LCD versus DLP and esoteric borderline nonsense that I care about, like contrast ratio and edge enhancement. Not only will you end up paying double for tech you might not need, but you'll be green with envy when True Color comes out in a few years, let alone Home 3D. Blu-ray is not, let's face it, the leap that DVD was. DVD finally eliminated the smeariness of VHS, a horrible technology from the get-go. DVDs are cheap to manufacture, about 17 cents, which eventually led to the greatest boon to the movie lover in history. You can now, through a service like Netflix, have access to tens of thousands of titles, some deliciously obscure. And through the internet, with a region-free DVD player and eBay, you can see what the whole world is creating. So why Blu-ray? Why now? Well, the answer for me is two-part, the opening of Blade Runner and Ingrid Bergman's face. For the first time at home, you can relatively cheaply approximate the experience of watching film. Film. Glorious film. You can recapture the experience that we had over our 100-year cinema heritage. Blu-ray on a 1080p high-def TV, and I'm sorry to throw that number 1080p out there, but you shouldn't buy a TV that doesn't have it, has about five times the resolution of a conventional DVD. This is still much less than half of film's approximated resolution, but the truth is film is not pixels. It's an analog chemical process, and no TV will ever quite duplicate it. But, oh, it's getting close. Blade Runner is a film I remember from my childhood, almost 30 years ago. I remember being overwhelmed by it. Watching Blade Runner on a Blu-ray disc on a 50-inch LCD TV with high-wattage surround sound almost made me cry. It was there. It was that good. There was that feeling. And for lovers of old movies, when I brought home Casablanca, hands almost shaking from anticipation as I ripped off the plastic and fast-forwarded to a close-up of Ingrid, oh, again, my knees went weak. Black and white on Blu-ray and high-def reminds you of why it was the aesthetic default of so many great directors, even when they could have chosen color. A couple of caveats. There's a vast difference between some Blu-rays. In some ways, it's not the format that's special, but the quality of the print from which the disc is struck. That is, The Godfather and Disney's Sleeping Beauty, meticulously digitally restored frame by frame, are going to blow away sloppy transfers such as The Deer Hunter. Also, probably nothing will make more of an impact on your experience than how you set your television. Learn about all the options and experiment until it looks good to you. Finally, remember that all spinning media within 10 years, maybe 20, are things of the past. As soon as the internet reaches the proper bandwidth, downloading will do to movies what it has done to the music industry. But that's going to take a long while, and for now, there is no reason to wait on experiencing film at home as it's meant to be seen. Reviewing movies for WFIU, this is Peter Noble Kuchera.